Hello and welcome to episode 30 of Engaging Internal Comms. This is the show for employee engagers and internal communicators who like to keep up to date with all that is new in our profession. My name's Craig Smith from the Big Picture People. So this is the end of season one of Engaging Internal Comms podcast. I would just like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who's listened to the show from when we started back in June. I know we've had a number of people who've messaged us and let us know that they've listened to many, if not all, of the episodes that we've put out, which is fantastic. We started the podcast as a project back in, well, we started the idea for it back in April. And as we know, April 2020 was a weird time when we'd just gone into lockdown, many of us across the world, and particularly here in the UK. So it was something that I wanted to do, not just as a lockdown project. I wanted to try and create something. I wanted to use the time as productively as possible. And we created this podcast. And, I've been amazed at the amount of people who've been listening to the show. I'd especially like to thank all of our interviewees who've taken part in season one of the podcast. Some amazing people. I reached out speculatively to many of them to say, look, I'm starting this podcast. I've not got any subscribers, any listeners at the moment, but I'd love to get you on there and get you to try and help us to grow it. And everybody who took part, particularly in those really early episodes when we, it was a bit of a leap of faith for all of us, I think, really, really grateful for everyone who gave up their time. I'm not going to go through every episode that we recorded over season one, because there's just too many to, there's 29 episodes that we've got in there. But I mean, some of the highlights for me, definitely episode one was an amazing interview. Again, my first interviewee didn't have any track record at the time, Rafa Hennigan from AO, who talked to us all about the importance of brand and the brand promise and how we match our internal brand with our external brand. That was an amazing conversation. Again, I don't want to single out anybody in particular, at the exception of anyone else who's taken part in the show. But we had Sarah Carr in episode 8, who told us all about the 7 myths of internal comms. That was a really popular episode. I know we got a lot of feedback on that and a lot of comments on that, and it's been one of our most downloaded episodes. One of my personal favorites, just in terms of the content and just what we talked about, was the future of the workplace, which was episode 15 with Tracy Brower. Tracy and I have kept in touch and shared various messages through LinkedIn subsequently, and I really enjoyed that episode. It was really thought-provoking. Tracy's an amazing person. Some of the more latter episodes that we've recorded about the role of managers, middle managers, and senior managers, the C-suite, with Hillary Yu, and then with Chris Coburn the week before on the role of a line manager. Amazing conversations, again, really, really pertinent. But across the series, we've had some fantastic conversations. So if you've not listened to some of the previous episodes, definitely recommend that you do. Coming into season two next year, what have we got to look forward to? We've got some great interviews already lined up. My first interview in next week is going to be with Linda McCormack from Anglian Water, who's going to be telling us all about employee advocacy and the great work that Anglian have been doing over the course of the pandemic as key workers. Then we've got some other amazing interviews coming up. I've got lined up for early 2021, which I don't want to. I'm not going to spoil the surprise yet. We'll let you know when they come out. If you want advanced information about the show and what's coming up in episodes to come, then the easiest way to do that is to sign up to our mailing list at engagingic.com. And that's where you can find all our previous episodes as well from season one, and you can also find those on your podcast platform of choice. So I'm going to wrap up this short episode. I'm also going to wrap up season one, episode 30, by saying thank you again to everyone who's listened to the show, everyone who's contributed to the show. 2020 has been a very strange year for all sorts of reasons, but for me, I can definitely draw some real positives from it. And one of the biggest ones for me is this podcast and the community that we started to build up around it. I really wish all of you a fantastic start to 2021. It's going to be a tough year, I think, still. I think there's any denying that or anyone is any under any illusions. But hopefully there is some optimism that we can all look forward to into 2021. And we can take some of the amazing learnings from how we've coped with this challenging year, take that forward and be stronger and more resilient individuals, be stronger and more resilient internal communicators, really get our people behind what it is our organizations are all about, get that purpose out there, get our values communicated, really make sure that people come back to work with a renewed sense of energy and enthusiasm for their work. And let's, you know, it's a corny and well-used and well-trodden phrase, but let's build back something better than what we had before if we can. And whether that's personally or organizationally, I think there's, you know, there's lots of things that we should be looking forward to into 2021. So take care. Enjoy see out the rest of 2020, and I will join you next week back and season two of the Engaging Internal Comms podcast. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.